Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I'm Aiden.
And Michaela Johnson. And we're from Kids Kids 2012 with some advice for the families on this year's trip.
JC and Shannon will give you piggyback rides if you ask.
Don't eat before you go on the rides.
Kelly Raspberry will let you sit by her on the airplane if you ask her first.
You can always eat your dessert before your breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Plus, you can eat with Pluto, Chip, and Dale.
You can meet Darth Vader, Buzz Lightyear, Elsa, and Anna. And last but not least, have the time of your life.
There's little Aiden and Michaela Johnson.
They were there at the send-off yesterday.
Yeah.
So cool to hear these kids with their perspective, like, you know, a couple
after
years removed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You could still hear the smile on their faces every time they talk about the Kids Kids trip. And, you know, they get to do so many of the things that they only get to see on TV. Because I'm sure all these kids watch the Disney Channel, and they see Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and they see Buzz Lightyear, and they see Anna and Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah.
But they're only on TV. When they come here on this trip, these people, these characters become real to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like last time when we had Elsa and Anna come out.
Did you see the looks on these faces?
The kid, that was like... It was like us seeing Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. That's what I equated to. You know, it was.
Did
so
you
cool.
see the look on JC's face, yeah. Kelly?
So I was a little into it.
Okay, JC was way into it.
So I was a little into it.
Singing all the songs. So, JC was front row on the floor.
It was so
pushing
cool.
little kids out of the way to get
I was
to
not
Anna.
Pushing yeah, kids was. Out of the way.
You were. One kid's still here. I mean, on the floor.
Well, seriously, I watched that movie like five times a day. So to see them in person and finally meet them and tell them thank you so much.
And when you finally got a chance to be face to face with who you idolize most, what do you say to Elsa and Anna? It's your big moment.
Oh, I got so nervous I didn't even say nothing.
Well, you know who else is really nervous right now?
Who?
Big Al.
Yeah, we teased it over the break.
Big Al says that his girlfriend doesn't think his jokes are funny.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah,
she doesn't get the jokes.
Right, right.
Yeah. They're so intelligent, they go over her head.
Exactly.
I didn't say that. Now. Oh, open words with my mouth.
Oh, she's so dumb she doesn't get them. Is that what
no,
you meant?
No.
I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say.
What time is it? Okay, I think I got it right.
You're good? Well, live from the Atlantic Hall in Disney World.
This is a joke. That
you shouldn't have to set up your joke.
No, you don't
tell
set up.
Joke.
I'm introducing you. You tell
I'm just
the
joke. Saying, all I'm saying is, Bartendica used to like
roll over.
Funniest thing ever.
So you're like, saying you like Bartendica better?
No, I didn't say that at all.
She's a better girlfriend,
it's
right?
So funny that she would laugh and okay, here we go. So this guy was.
All right, pay attention, kids. You're gonna hear a joke. Go.
Everybody, stop eating and listen to Big Al Mac's
Everybody
comedy.
Everybody, look at Big Al's joke.
Big Al Mac, okay. Live from Disney World on Kids Kids.
All right, so this guy is trying to build a railroad, right? He's trying to build this railroad, and he needs some help. So he goes and gets three guys to help him. He gets a Spanish guy, a French guy, and an Asian guy to help him build a railroad.
You know, race jokes always work so
always
well.
Always good. Always
okay.
Good. This is the least offensive.
Spanish guy.
Oh, good. We have a family video in
this
you right now.
It's the least offensive joke that I got.
Okay, Al.
So anyway.
The Spanish. Spanish from like España or one of my people?
Mexican.
I need to visualize.
Don't bog down on the details.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, so he's got three guys trying to help him build this railroad, right? He goes, hey, Juan, I need you to help me build a railroad. I need you to go get some wood, all right? Wood to put the steel on. He goes, okay, si, senor, I'll go get the wood. All right. He goes, Francois, I need you to go and get the steel for the railroad. Oui, monsieur, I will go get the steel. He goes, the Asian guy. He says, Asian guy, I need you, Lee, I need you to go and get,
No.
Supplies.
Oh, no.
He goes, okay, I will.
All okay, right. Is that what he said?
I'm not sure how to say that. Okay.
I will.
That's probably for the best.
Yes, sir, I will go get that for you right away.
So a couple of hours go by, the three guys come back. Juan's back, and he goes, Senor, I have the wood for the railroad. He goes, gracias, Juan. Great job. You did it awesome. Francois comes back. He goes, Monsieur, I have the steel for the railroad. He goes, merci beaucoup. Awesome job. And he looks around, and he goes, where's Lee? Where's Lee? He didn't see the Asian guy, Lee, anywhere. And then all of a sudden, Lee jumps out. He goes, supplies! Thank you.
It's okay. Al has a lot of Asian friends.
Thank you. I should get extra bacon for that.
I don't know why I want to cry right now. I do. I have like tears are coming to my eyes.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry.
Because I don't know if we're going to be picketed or what.
Are you just so proud?
I don't think we're allowed to go to China at Epcot.
We're in the most magical place on earth, Kelly. I'm going to go.
Supplies.
It's sinking in right now.
I just got it too.
You didn't get it?
I got it, but
y'all
I was
need to hang out with Dr. Girlfriend.
I missed what you told him to get.
Thank you. No, I got it.
I missed what you told him to get in the first place.
How do you
not get that joke?
I got it. No, I definitely got it. It's just once it sinks in, it's funnier.
And I'm like writing down on a piece of paper. I'm like, baby, okay, Spanish guy, French guy, supplies.
Yeah.
He's like, All right, stop it.
We got it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, speaking of surprises.
This never happened. When my girlfriend gets in, this conversation never happened.
All right. All right? Yeah.
Well, speaking of surprises, something.
Surprise.
Yeah, right. We can do this now. Something really cool that we get to do leading up to the trip,
yes.
Especially for families that are close in proximity to where we are. We'll get out of work one day and we're like, let's go reveal to a family that they are going to get to go on this trip. And, you know, we do it like a month or more before we leave for Disney World. And Kelly and I got the chance to go do one of these surprises. And I have to say, it was one of the best ones I've ever been a part of. It was emotional, a big turnout. We went to surprise Lisa Mallard and tell her that her son, Antonio, he's 11 years old, that they were going to get to go to Disney World, which is something they've always wanted to do.
We're hanging out in apparently the cultural center of Southwest Airlines waiting for Lisa,
yes,
who works in the finance department. We're surprising her because her son Antonio has been picked for our kids' trip this year. You guys excited?
Yeah.
Keep it down. See? Okay. This is going to be good.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
Surprise! You're going to Disney World!
Yay!
Goodness. This is really exciting, and we don't get to go very many places, so this was a dream of his to go to Walt Disney World. And I remember when he was 3 or 4 years old, he said, Mom, do you promise one day that we can go to, you know, go to Walt Disney World? Or, and I said, well, you know, maybe one day, you know, but this would, I don't, this is just too much, this is too good to be true. Antonio was diagnosed with hydrocephalus, which is a neurological condition, which is excess water on the brain. So at 1 year old, he got this diagnosis, and it was really scary. I was told he wouldn't live to see his second birthday. Start preparing for the worst, start getting a wheelchair ready, just start, you know, doom and gloom. He made it to his second birthday. But by the time he was three, he had already had 5 brain surgeries. And on the last surgery, he had fallen into a coma. And they said, you know, we don't, this is the last surgery. We're going to implant a device in his brain that's going to keep him, try to keep him alive. But this is probably the last time you'll see your son.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
I prayed and it was a miracle and he survived. And it's been a rough couple of years, and this past year he did get diagnosed with epilepsy on top of his neurological condition, so we've been having a lot of issues with that. He's been really depressed, and part of the medication that he takes for his epilepsy makes him really, really sad, and so this is really going to make him really happy. I just don't know what to say, and thank you all so much. This is just, really, this type of stuff doesn't happen to me. So thank you so much again, and for people that can, you know, I've always contributed to Kids Kids, and, you know, I get a lot of joy when I hear the families that go on the trip, and I just think it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing that, you know, you all do, and Kids Legacy is for people, and what a wonderful man he was.
Lisa works at Southwest Airlines.
In the finance department.
In the finance department, and... And this is very special for us because Southwest Airlines does so much for us on this trip. Mm-hmm. They give us a plane.
That's not enough right there.
Yeah, that,
they
I mean
go
that,
beyond that.
They
a
go
plane
beyond
that's
that.
Personalized.
They go beyond that. They give us 2 pilots, donate their time to fly us to and from Orlando. The
flight attendants.
The flight attendants donate their time.
And they try to tell some jokes. Some of the kids got their jokes.
Oh,
they're
definitely funny. That was the
good audience right there.
They even have a send-off party for us every single year. And all the Southwest employees come out there and they hang out with us and they support us and they create the line so that the kids could walk through it and feel like rock stars when they're getting on the plane.
And then when we arrive here, a city where we're not even on the radio, they got more Southwest employees here for the arrival. When the kids come off the plane, they're just clapping. It's like, man, they make them feel like superstars. It's awesome.
So we're glad to have Antonio on the trip, mostly because he's a fellow San Diego Charger fan like myself.
Yeah.
You can't hold that against him.
And, you know, also Antonio has a sister, and they call her Peppa. And the mom said, I know, you like that?
Peppa.
It's like Giuseppe, but they call her Peppa. And the mom said, we really want her to have some time in the sun because so much energy has been focused on her brother, who's a year older, and all his medical conditions that she's often in the shadows and gets overlooked. So she wants her to feel like a princess. So we're going to go out of our way to make the siblings feel special. Too.
Yeah, that's something that this trip does that a lot of trips don't do, because you think about it, okay, they've got to focus all of this time and energy and effort to the sick child, and then the other child kind of gets, you know, not cast to the side, but
overlooked
a bit.
Not so much attention. He's got to go sit in the waiting room at the hospital, or he's got to do this, and everything's focused around the sick child. So we try to spread the love to the whole family.
And do you notice the same thing about every sibling? They are cool with it.
Yeah,
they give up their time from their parents.
They get it,
and that's a cool thing.
They get it.
Do you guys wanna hear how our send off sounded?
Yeah,
we had a nice little party with Southwest Airlines, and this is what went down.
Welcome everybody to Kids 2014.
Are you guys ready to board the plane?
Yeah. If you guys could clear out, Kelly needs to get on her plane right back here, the white one, so that she could get out first.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Big Al, along with Kelly Raspberry, here to give you your pre-flight instructions. First of all, let's address the electronics on board. If you do have a cell phone on board, I want you to take it out. Take a selfie right now of you and your seatmate. Make sure you get onto your favorite website and post that picture right now, okay? Hashtag KidsKids, KIDDSKIDS. Thank you very much for flying Southwest Airlines. Happy Kids Kids Day!
Would you like to say thank you to your pilots for volunteering their time? Yeah. We thank you so much for flying Southwest Airlines. It has been a privilege and an honor to do this flight with you. Enjoy your time in Orlando. Welcome.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
I love all the accents because all the families come in from across the country. It's great.
I'm pretty sure the main pilot, you know, as a pilot and as a co-pilot, I'm pretty sure the main pilot had on Beats by Dre headphones. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I was like looking at it and he was kind of bobbing his head a little bit. And I thought he's talking to the tower. I think he was listening to some Lil Wayne or something. 60-year-old white guy. Cool.
Maybe he just didn't want to listen to you.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Telling jokes.
That's what it was.
Well, we had a party before we took off yesterday. We had a party when we got in last night. A big welcome party and a big surprise from our friends at Samsung. We are going to let you know what the families got last night. And we're going to tell you how you can win Taylor Swift tickets. Coming up next.
What?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I am Angie, and I am the mom of Amelia Reed, and she is one of the kids' kids this year. Amelia is a very special girl. She is 11 years old, and when she was 3 days old, she basically died and stopped breathing in my arms, and she spent 3 weeks in the hospital, and they had diagnosed her with CP and some other issues, but she bounced back and has been a really strong little girl and has fought hard. And we are so very excited to be a part of the Kids Kids trip. This is a dream that we've always had, to be able to take our family to Disney World, but in the back of our mind, we always knew it would be kind of hard to be able to afford that for our family. But God saw fit for us to be able to go this year through the kindness of the donations to Kids Kids. And we are just so grateful and so excited this year to be going to Disney World.
My name is Amelia Reed, and I'm going to Disney World. And I'm very excited. Thanks, Kids Kids.
I couldn't even begin to imagine what it would be like for your little one to pass away in your arms.
In your arms.
Don't want to know.
What a blessing for her to still be with us. And beautiful girl, by the way, when we were getting her on the plane, she just... She strutted on into the plane. She wanted to get on that plane as fast as possible because she wanted to get in.
We have to watch her because I have a feeling we're all going to be asking, where's Amelia now? Where's Amelia? Anybody seen Amelia?
Yeah.
Amelia likes to do her own thing, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little message from our grandparents, actually, that we would like to play.
So really?
Here's a little audio from Amelia's grandparents.
Wow.
We are so excited that she was one of the children picked for Kids this year.
She's excited about Walt Disney World. She's been jumping around the house for the last 3 or 4 days behind it.
I also thank Kids for this wonderful gift to my granddaughter and her family.
I am so excited for my family because they're going to have a chance to do something that my wife and I have been wanting to do for them. But through Kids, they're going to be able to do it. Thanks be to God.
I don't know what Amelia's grandpa does for a living, but he should be a voiceover.
Or either that or a preacher.
What a cool...
He's got a great voice.
I wish I had a deep voice like that.
Maybe singing. Maybe he could do some Lou Rawls impersonation.
You'll never find...
There's that. could do that. There's a lot he could do.
Very many things he could do. We had our annual party that we have once we arrive at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, at the Atlantic Dance Hall yesterday. Full of dancing, full of singing, and full of surprises.
Yeah.
And one of these surprises.
Now we want to invite.
Oh, that's fine. This is probably the biggest surprise of the night for the families.
Now we want to invite a very special guest of Kids to come to the stage and join us. His name is Mr. Nick Badger, and he's from Samsung. Can you say hello, Mr. Nick Badger?
Hello, Mr. Nick Badger.
Hey guys. So this is very Samsung's important. Third year participating with Kids. You know, to do Samsung's part, we're pretty proud of improving people's lives through technology. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give every family here a Galaxy Tab 4. It's a 7-inch tablet.
Oh, what? What'd you say? Say that again.
Sorry. It's
say
a Samsung again. Galaxy Tab 4
for every family.
Front
stage, Nick. Front stage.
All right.
There you go.
Did y'all just hear what he said? Everybody's getting one of those tablets.
Wow. And I hope that it helped, if it even brings a little bit more joy and pleasure for this trip, then that's all I've ever wanted for this.
What kind of stuff does the tablet do?
Okay, so that's my favorite part about it. So what it does is it has a special multi-user mode that allows like each family member to have their own profile.
Uh-huh.
And it also has this kids mode so the parents can make sure that the kids are, you know, looking at safe content and they can, you know, customize it so just the kids can enjoy their stuff without bothering the parents' stuff.
Okay.
And it has a beautiful screen, which is
does
the most important
pictures?
Thing. It does.
Really?
Yeah, so you can take
can
pictures.
Can you play games on it?
Yeah, games, movies, everything.
Can you watch movies on it?
Yeah, you can watch movies, your favorite Disney movies.
So every family gets one?
Absolutely.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nick Badger and Samsung, for doing this for the families.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Isn't that generous, Nick from Samsung?
Now, I know these sounds like you're just getting tablets. These tablets are what these kids need.
Yeah.
A lot of our kids need these tablets for learning.
For therapy.
For therapy. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is they have the kids section. And I've seen this actually. You just turn on the kids section. They can't access YouTube. They can't access the internet. It's all on their apps. So as a parent, you get to put whatever apps you want to put on the kids section.
Gotcha.
And then they just play along with that. And then as a parent, you can get out of it by putting your passcode.
And go to the parents
section. And then go to the parents section.
Yeah.
Watch all the naughty videos. You know? How cool. Thank you so much to Samsung
for
doing that.
Way to go, Samsung.
And thank you so much for your efforts in getting us out here to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, because without you, we wouldn't be here. Your donations, your time.
Made it all possible.
So we wanna reward you for that.
Yeah, we have surprises for the kids, but we got surprises for you listening, too.
Yeah. Hit the bed, please, of our artist.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is Taylor Swift right there, if you didn't notice.
Okay.
Forget the partridge in a pear tree.
I don't even know what that is. Or Gisalean. We know what you want this year. You want tickets to see Taylor Swift's 1989 tour.
Uh-huh.
So we want you to get ready for the 12 days of Swiftmas.
12 days Swiftmas. Swiftmas.
Oh. See what we did that?
What is
see
that, JC?
Starting Monday, December 1st, listen for the 12 days of Swiftmas jingle to play. Then you got to be called number 13 because that's Taylor's lucky number.
Okay. Mine too.
And you're gonna win big. We're going to send you to see her in Baton Rouge, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Tampa, where tickets are already on sale. Plus, today at 10 a.m., tickets go on sale for Chicago, San Diego, and St. Louis if you want to check them out there.
Okay.
And we also give you tickets for those cities, too. Compliments of Southwest Airlines.
So we're going to fly you to one of those mm-hmm. cities and send you to the show.
Yes, sir.
Right. 12 days, awesome. 12 winners.
Starting right after we get back from Thanksgiving. It's the 12 days of Swiftmas with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I like it.
And we're broadcasting live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
We found out through the mail. We got a big package, and I opened it, and it said Kid Kids on the front of it, and they were ecstatic.
We were so excited to find out we were going, and I don't think I had seen the kids smile in months, and going on this trip was just magic. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Me and Big Al Mac had a lightsaber fight. I won the lightsaber fight.
My favorite ride was the Tower of Terror because I like scary stuff and it was scary.
My favorite thing is at Disneyland was they had brownies there. There was a whole plate full with sprinkles and stuff. So Shannon decided to get the tray and dump it on my brownie. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Watching the kids have fun, relax, smile, dance. There's no way we would have been able to do it on our own.
Getting to see my child's face light up, I will remember forever.
When we go into the hospital and have surgeries and stuff, that's one thing we always talk about is remember the memories that we had.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids. They're going to
Disneyland.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you for sending me to Disney World.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Thank you, Kids Kids.
Kids.
Thanks, Kids Kids.
Of all the mornings of the year, you need to be watching Kid TV because you can actually see what you're hearing on the radio. So when you get to the office or if you can, pop open your laptop and watch along on Kid TV. And also check out kidskids.com throughout the day. We'll have updates all through the trip this weekend. Now, we're going to next remember the man who made this trip all possible, Kid Craddock. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today, and we're continuing his legacy. And we're also going to talk to his daughter, Caroline, who picked up the torch for her dad and is carrying it so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And hear the new song that she and Tim Halperin
has
so recorded, the new Kids Kids song for 2014. So stick around for that next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, live from Disney World.
Yay. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
My name is Danielle Jones, and my son Gunner was selected for the 2008 Kids Kids trip. And the best advice I would give any family that's getting ready to go on this amazing adventure with their families is just take it all in. Leave your worries behind. Everything you could possibly imagine, trust me, they have covered it. Just stay at the parks as long as you can. See everything you possibly can. It's breathtaking. And seeing Disney through his eyes and experiencing it through him was the most priceless gift. It's by far the most amazing experience my child could ever endure. And my hope for you all is that you make great friendships and you enjoy and savor every minute that you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. We're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The families are starting to roll in.
And they are making friends.
Eating some breakfast. Can we get the families to make some noise out there, please? Look at that. Packed house.
Yeah.
Packed mouths. 59. Packed mouths.
59 families, 60 kids.
There you go. The cool thing about Kids, the friendships that are formed, and you already see them happening.
Yeah.
There's families sitting with each other they just met yesterday. And these friendships go on after the Kids trip, because we still talk to the Kids families, and they still have best friends from the trip back in 2007, 2006, 2001. They become friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are about to hear the cutest audio. I'm
new
dubbing
friends.
This the cutest audio of all time.
They got on the bus, and they were destined to be Disney soulmates. It was meant to be.
Sloan, Amaya, we're friends, best friends, yeah, but I met Elsa. The first one came out was her little sister, and we were looking for her, and we sung as loud as she can, and then she just popped out of nowhere. We got to play in the snow, and it said, kaboosh.
I just want to see Sloan be a kid and have fun.
I'm hoping that Amaya takes this experience and remember it forever, to know that she can always be a kid and enjoy life.
Together. We can play together every day.
Yeah.
We can see each other in the morning. You can do that over.
Yeah. Sloan Phillips and Amaya Warren have become best friends of last night.
When I was going back to my room late last night, I saw them still playing together outside, just staring at the colorful water fountain.
Oh, you could tell these two are going to be best friends.
They're at the breakfast buffet together now.
Yeah, Elsa and Anna showed up yesterday from Frozen, and they had this fake snow shootout.
Yeah. And, it's paper.
That shocked me. Did your skin tingle all over?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that.
It scared me a little bit.
You were ready, though.
But they started teaming up on me and beating me up with the snow.
Well, they always go after the weak.
Mm-hmm. You find a weak link.
It's like nobody wants to be on my team, Sloan and
we thought you had it. We thought you had it covered.
Al didn't come over to help me.
Dude, they're 6-year-olds. I thought you had it.
Jenna didn't come over to help me. No. Kelly was just sitting there laughing at me.
Well, the reason all these kids are having such a great time and making lifelong friends, we hope, beyond this trip, is because of one man, Kid Craddock, who started this charity. We finally sat down and realized this is the 22nd trip to Disney World.
Yep.
With Kids. And Caroline was there from the very beginning, and she's here today. And we're going to remember the man that made this all possible, Kid Craddock.
So this isn't going to be like any flight you've been on before, because we joke around a lot, we run around, we sing songs, we yell at each other, we throw pillows. It's going to be a fun flight. We'll be leaving here in just a minute.
We take kids with all sorts of ailments and conditions, and I remember the very first year we took a child who was losing her eyesight. And I remember some people questioning, is it wise to take a child who really almost can't see anything to a place like Disney World, which is such a visually stimulating place? And kids said, absolutely. I mean, the last images those children should see should be of such a happy place.
Can I have a bite of your neck? Just one little bite? I need a little bite of your neck.
You didn't say a big bite.
I just want a little bite.
My first Kids trip, I was really nervous, but I remember asking him, I'm like, man, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what I'm, you know, am I supposed to be like really professional? And he said, dude, just be a kid.
I had like an autograph line of about 60 kids waiting to get my autograph. Brothers and sisters and kids. Mickey and Minnie walk in.
Sure.
I don't exist.
He really was such a kid at heart, and he kind of taught me to look at Disney World in a different way.
People look at this trip and go, oh, it must be so sad.
Not at all.
Man, you see a little boy with tripod walkers taking, 10 minutes to walk 30 feet and not giving up. That's inspirational.
Yeah,
that's not sad.
Kid was not a big guy, but he always wanted to pick kids up, literally speaking, and then metaphorically speaking, too. This trip really picks kids up.
We're proud of what we accomplish here, and we're proud of all the people that put it together, and we'd sure like to see this continue forever.
I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks, Al.
Sure.
Proud of you, too.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kid Craddock. Thanks, Kid Craddock.
Thanks, kid. Thanks.
That was the man.
That was the man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
It's still hard to believe. I still feel like he's going to walk out from behind that curtain. Don't you, Caroline, sometimes? It's probably not the best time to talk to her. She gets a little emotional.
That's okay.
Weepy
this morning.
I know.
Well, you know, that was Some people would say, you know, it is the biggest joy of your life to carry on your father's legacy, but it's such a huge job you had to accept at such an early age. And how are you doing? Besides right at this moment.
Wonderful.
Overall, how are you doing, Caroline?
No, I really am good. It's just very touchy, and I feel so blessed that I'm able to do this. That's really what it is.
And some of the best memories with your dad were
absolutely,
here on these trips.
Yeah.
And it's great that you have taken over Kids, Caroline, because your dad has always said that you were the reason he started Kids, because
right.
they went to go have a sonogram and they thought you may have something wrong with your leg.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up not, but that's what got the light bulb going for Kid. And started Kids.
He made a deal, and he kept his end of the bargain.
And his plan was always for you to carry on the legacy of the charity too. Mm-hmm. And here you are doing what your daddy wanted.
It's full circle.
Very full circle. And Caroline's done a very cool thing. You know, she's always, I remember when she first started singing, I don't remember how old you are. You were very young, and we would go to parties or something, and Caroline would walk up, and her daddy'd say, "Sing, Caroline."
Yeah.
And she would just stand there and just start singing, because that was just your passion. You always wanted to be a Broadway baby, and you're making your dreams come true. You've moved to Nashville, where you've been writing songs and mm-hmm. singing, getting your professional songwriting career going, and that's what you've decided to take your talents and do for Kids this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tim Halperin just moved to Nashville too, so we're both there, which is really fun. And he came to me and was like, instead of me doing it by myself, let's partner up. And so of course I jumped at the opportunity. And the song, we were like, we're not going to do a slow, you know, because we wanted something a little bit more upbeat, inspirational,
sure,
something that the kids can sing along to, that they can relate to. So.
I love that. I love a good, slow, sad song, but this trip, and that's a lot of people say, I can't listen when you go to the kids trip because it makes me cry. Caroline, you're not helping me out on that point right
Sorry.
Now. But I said, no, you don't understand. This is such a happy place, and the tears are happy tears.
Yeah.
Please listen. And that's why I love the energy of the song that you and Tim wrote. You want to tell us a little bit about the songwriting process? Was it easy? Did it just come to you naturally? Did you slave over it for days?
No, I mean, Tim knocked it out. It's when it's meant to be, it happens quickly. You know? So if you're, they say, if you're spending more than like 2 hours on the song, it's not going to
happen. Trash it, move on.
Yeah, so it was easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Could have used that little bit of info last week.
Yeah, Caroline.
You should have known that about the parody song
you
were doing.
I could have used your help.
So, Caroline, why don't you do the honors? We want everybody to hear the song. If you're watching on Kid TV, please watch this morning. You get to meet some of the kids and the families. Meet Caroline. But why don't you do the honors of introducing your new Kids song?
Now you're about to hear Soar by Tim Halperin and me.
All my friends are superheroes. We just need a chance to go and fly. I got my backpack, no time to waste, 'cause I've been waiting all my life. Open door, I'll go so far.
to fly 2 miles high like a shooting star.
You know that I was meant to soar with an open door.
You guys like that song? Make some noise, right?
Yeah. Right? Best kids song ever.
Caroline, that is so good.
Thank you.
Soar.
Where can I get that?
That's the thing, JC.
You can get it. KidNation.com. We're going to put that bad boy. We're gonna get it for free or what?
No, you better put it on iTunes to raise money for kids with that
darn
thing.
All right,
I don't know
man.
Who's doing that.
We are
doing
some.
That. Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet on iTunes,
not
but very
yet on
soon.
iTunes.
And also, we have Caroline performed it last night live with Tim. We have that up on the website as well if you want to check that out. The first live performance of the song, right? That was the first time you
it
guys
was.
Did it live.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, wow. Beautiful job.
Such a good song. I'd say that's the best kids song ever.
I would agree. Uplifting.
Is Tim going to take offense to his other ones he's written in your
life? When you beat yourself, it's fine.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
You know, it's fine. And if you're wondering who Tim Halpern is, Tim Halpern was a guy who was on American Idol, and a kid took him under his wing because we all thought Tim should have won that season of American Idol.
Idol got it wrong.
We started Idol Got It Wrong, and it turned out that our audience, you listening in your car, believed that Tim did, in fact, win American Idol.
Yeah.
Maybe not officially, but just in our heads.
In our hearts.
Thank you so much, Caroline. Make sure you pick up Soar at KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, my name is Jomika Steele, and I am the mother of Jonathan Steele, who is one of the kids who's going to the Walt Disney World trip. And Jonathan is a cancer survivor, but he is doing well overall. He has had a few setbacks, and we are constantly working to keep him in remission, to keep fighting the cancer. And unfortunately, I had to lose my job for a little while to take care of Jonathan because he was in and out of the hospital and he constantly has chemo on a weekly basis. But overall, Jonathan is a survivor. He's my warrior, and I call him the bravest little boy in the whole wide world. And I also just want to say thank you to Kid Craddock, to the Kid Nation, the whole team, the whole staff, his daughter. We love you, and we thank you for everything that you're doing. God bless you.
Talk about brave. Mom loses her job because she has to take care of her little one.
Yeah. That's. Mm-hmm. It happens more often than not, you know? I mean, workplaces are businesses, and unfortunately, they aren't the kindest places, you know, at all times. And, you know, it takes so much time to take care of your kids.
But that's what this trip's about.
Yeah.
Get their minds off of that.
That's right.
You know what else it's about? Kids acting normal.
What? Uh-huh. What happened, Jenna?
Even when they're sick. You know, this morning, earlier today, you met two little girls who just met yesterday and have already become best friends, Sloan and Amaya. And you guys know how you as men always give girls a hard time for going to the bathroom in groups?
Yeah.
I just went to the restroom during the commercial break, and Sloan and Amaya are in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
They see my feet under the stall, and they start talking to me, and then we hung out in the bathroom talking about what rides we were going to ride together. This is what
it
girls
starts
do.
Early.
Girls hang out in the bathroom in groups. We love it.
It's already begun. It is already begun. Well, let's go down here and talk to Kelly.
Yeah.
She's got Penny, I believe, right?
Yes, Penny Urquhart and her family.
Yeah.
We've got Penny and her big brother Joel hanging out with her parents Leslie and Tony. And this is a family that last year, you were chosen actually to come on the Kids trip last year. And everybody was so super excited about it. And what happened at the last minute, Mom?
It was the day before the trip. About 6:30 in the morning, Penny spiked a fever and we had to go to the emergency room. And we found out later that afternoon her counts were very low. They were zero, so she had no immune system, and she had a virus, and we were not able to go.
How devastating was that? I know you're a little bit shy, but how did you feel when the doctor said you can't go on the kids trip, Penny?
Sad.
Mm. Yeah.
And I heard that you weren't just sad for you. You were really sad for somebody else not getting to go too, right?
My brother.
Your brother Joel, because, you know, we take the siblings too. And Joel, come here, dude. Come here.
Don't be shy, Joel.
Now, Joel, you were kind of disappointed you couldn't go too, right? How did you feel when you found out your sister was too sick to go to Disney World last year? Did you think you'd ever get to come again?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Thought that was it, right?
Yep.
Man, a few words. You keep that going, and you're going to do all right. So anyway, she's absolutely perfect. Well, not, but she's doing great now. I mean, she still has her health problems. Beautiful. And they said that she was really excited because her hair grew back in time for this year's trip, right?
Yay.
Got a head full of hair, but you'd love to keep the hats on, right? Very excited. And I was really excited when I saw in the book that Penny wants to ride Splash Mountain with me, and that was very fun. What else are y'all looking forward to doing in the park today and being with the families?
Oh my goodness, everything. We're so excited. We've circled everything we're going to go ride and see, and just being together and doing something. It's not even normal. It's extraordinary.
Were you a little bit nervous when you found out you were going again this year? It's like, oh, please, you know, were you just praying constantly? Don't let anything go wrong. I mean, up until the last minute. Dad, sure. I haven't talked to you this morning. How are you feeling on this year's trip? Finally getting to be here with everybody.
Yeah, kind of like a kid in the candy store. Just really excited. We were packed on Friday night last week, and so
you are a kid in the candy store. Right. That's what kids do, man. We pack a week or two ahead of time.
So I was thinking about it all week. You know, had she gotten sick again, I just was replaying last year in my head, and it's just so nice finally being here.
And what was she? She's battling leukemia.
Leukemia. Yes, she got diagnosed in December of 2012. She's in remission, but what a lot of people don't know is that even after they go into remission, there's like 2.5 years of treatment that follows that still. And so there's at-home chemo, there's steroids, which we're getting a little bit of the steroid effect still. But there's still a lot that goes on even after remission, so...
So not out of the woods yet, but doing really great, right, Joel? And how is it for you being a big brother to your sister? I know sometimes she's sick and some of the attention, you know, goes to her. But we want you to have a good time, too, this weekend. So what is it, some of the things you want to do, Joel?
All of them.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to make that happen for you.
Joel's going to do everything.
He's not very specific, but you want to do the Splash Mountain and stuff, too? Anybody you want to ride with?
You don't want to ride with anybody, Joel? Nobody that maybe showed up at your school?
One thing.
Joel's going to do everything by himself.
Splash Mountain?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're absolutely going to do today. We're going to make that dream happen. And for your family, what are you hoping to get out of the trip overall, Lisa?
Just being together and being here. Last year was heartbreaking, and so it's making this year so special that we're here and we're together and we're able to do it as a family. And so we're really excited.
We're excited to have the Eurocash family here. A year, you know, it was supposed to be a year ago, but that wasn't the trip you were meant to be on. You were meant to be on this trip.
That's right.
These are the families you're meant to be here with. And so we're really excited to have you. Looking forward to spending the day with you in the park today.
Yeah. Joel, you sure you don't want a dude to, like, hang out or something? Like, you're good?
Sure.
That was an easy sell.
Which dude,
Joel? JC, Al, or Jenna?
JC.
Yeah.
All right, JC wins.
I have to twist his arm, but at least I got one. Jeez. We're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, in the Atlantic Ballroom.
Yeah, dance hall right here on Lake Buena Vista. Am I saying that right, JC?
Yeah, Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
The families are eating breakfast, getting ready to head on
getting
out to the park.
Fancy.
Do we still have people in here making noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It's Kids 2014.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, my name is Christy, and my daughter Maddie was a 2010 Kids Kid. The biggest advice I can give this year's families is to just use this time to enjoy. Enjoy family time without worrying about doctor's appointments, bills, tests, treatments, etc. The things that take up our normal everyday lives. Meet other families that truly understand what your life is like. Take time to get to know the cast, crew, and staff. You'll never meet a more caring group of people. We'll never forget how Maddie and Kid rode Mount Everest together and what a special ride that was. I wish you all the faith, trust, and pixie dust your hearts can hold this week. Have fun!
Today was just a show to introduce you to what we're getting into, because today we're actually hitting the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to, don't forget, we're going to share you the stories of all the dreams that you helped come true with our Kids trip on Monday. Because this whole weekend, we're going to go out there, and we're going to be out there probably 11 o'clock in the morning till midnight.
Well, I've already got my first little activity planned with Mr. Bryce and Raynell and Jaden and Lizzie, I think. I haven't really checked.
Your schedule's full out?
I haven't really checked with them on
that. That's your plan.
Yeah.
That's your plan.
And Bryce, yeah. We're going to hit the riverboat. I've never ridden this riverboat.
I know. We've come every year, and it's typically do all the main things because we want to make sure the kids hit all the big stuff. But there's one child here. He really wants to ride that riverboat because Bryce wants to experience what river travel was back in the old days. And it's a big paddle boat.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be fun. Something you've never
done. I've never done it.
You get to do it with a kid's kid.
And there's, you know, as many times as we've all been here, I bet we could all do two or three activities
Absolutely.
That we've never done before. So it'd be great. Yeah.
And you don't have to wait to Monday to hear about our experiences, because we'll be updating Kid Nation and Kids Kids websites all weekend long. Mm-hmm. KidsKids.com, KidNation.com will have the links and the pictures. So follow along all weekend.
We'll be posting on Twitter, on Facebook, KidsKids.com.
Yep.
Wherever you want to go.
Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about Instagram.
Don't forget about Instagram.
Yeah. So this is really cool, because it's like you're going to get a whole weekend of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
And then the whole culmination of it is going to happen Monday. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, live from Walt Disney World for Kids 2014.
Hey, guys,
it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's Kids trip, live from Walt Disney World in Orlando. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.